In this community, we share a lot about everyday life and how to navigate the joys and challenges of balancing work and motherhood and growing and living out our faith by being intentional. And as working moms who feel like our to-do lists grow more and more with the more that we do, it's hard to feel accomplished and get out of feeling like we're in this perpetual hamster wheel of trying to manage the demands of our careers and our families and growing closer in our relationship with the Lord. Today, we're taking time to rest and talk about God's sovereignty, that despite what we may be going through, no matter how stressed and overwhelming our circumstances may be, we have a God who sees us, who loves us, who is in all and over all. And I think no matter who you are, all of us can benefit today by reflecting on God's goodness, which is exactly what we are focusing on today.
Welcome to the Faith-Led Working Moms Podcast. I'm Lindsay Walker, a wife and mom of three who loves Jesus, manages anxiety, and understands the difficulties of being a working mom. As a working mom myself, I know what it's like to wear multiple hats and sometimes struggle to keep up with the endless to-dos. You want to find a way to balance financial responsibility with your divine calling to raise God-fearing disciples and enjoy life in your present season. You are searching for a simplified way to live that aligns with your faith and values, offers freedom, and allows you to prioritize according to God's word. So, if you're eager to create a thriving reality while also showing up for your loved ones, you are in the right place and are welcomed here with open arms. Grab a cozy blanket and your favorite drink and gift yourself the next few minutes to join me in this time of renewal and growth. Let's take this journey together and live abundantly in all areas of our lives. Welcome to the Faith-Led Working Moms Podcast.
We desire to be intentional in pretty much everything we do, seeking balance and growth in our relationship with God, and frankly, just to do life better and in the pocket of where God wants us to be. But living smack dab in the middle of our busyness and chaos of daily life, it's easy to forget one crucial truth, that God is sovereign. Resting in His sovereignty means trusting His control, surrendering our fears, and then finding peace. We are all pretty capable women, and it's easy to forget that we really can't do everything, and that as much as we try, we really aren't in control of most things. We have unrealistic expectations of ourselves without us even realizing it. When we're dealing with feelings of stress and overwhelm, a lot of times we can be harder on ourselves and feel that we are inadequate, which then in turn leaves us spinning more and more. But there's a better way when we are bombarded by busyness and feeling the weight of it, and that's taking time to remember not only who we are, but really who God is. A great way to combat stress involves remembering His attributes, each revealing His faithfulness, goodness, and love. From His omnipotence to His love and mercy, we can find strength and comfort. So I want us to actually prioritize rest and trust that we can find peace in who God is and His plan for our lives. So what does that exactly look like? And how can we actually combat stress and even anxiety at times and the heaviness of life? One powerful way that I don't think gets talked about in the mainstream, but is probably where all of us as Christian women need to fixate on, is by remembering the different attributes of God. Each attribute reveals a facet of His character and reminds us of His faithfulness, goodness, and His love. The more we read the Bible, the more we learn about who God is, and we don't have to read long to realize that God has a lot of different, beautiful attributes, a lot of attributes that if we take the time to think on in our times of need, whatever they may be, they can really focus our minds on things above rather than our current circumstances. I want to focus on just a few for today's episode, and the first one being God's omnipotence. This attribute reminds us that He is all-powerful. He is capable of doing anything and everything. When we feel weak and helpless, we can find strength in knowing that He is our mighty fortress. He is our refuge in times of trouble. And not only is He omnipotent, being all-powerful and capable of doing anything, He is also omniscient. He is all-knowing with perfect knowledge of the past, the present, and the future. When we're faced with uncertainty, we can trust that He sees the bigger picture and knows what's best for us. What in your life right now do you have questions about? What are your doubts and what are your fears? God has already won the victory over those things. What in your life do you need to surrender to Him? He is everywhere, always with us, guiding and comforting us in our journey. When we feel alone, we can take comfort in knowing that He is right beside us, walking every step of the way. We have such a loving Father, and adding to Him being omnipotent and omniscient, we also have His unending love and mercy. He is infinitely compassionate and gracious, overflowing with love for His children. He is overflowing with love for you. And when we're feeling overwhelmed by guilt or shame, we can rest in the assurance of His forgiveness and His redemption. As working moms, it's easy to get caught up in the busyness of life and forget to pause and rest in God's sovereignty. It's hard to keep our focus on the eternal things. But when we take the time to remember His attributes and trust in His plan, we can find peace and strength to face whatever challenges come our way. When the lies start creeping in, when the overwhelm starts to consume, stopping ourselves from spiraling by calling the lies out for what they are and finding one of God's attributes and speaking truth over the situation or the emotion that we're feeling at that time, whatever it may be, should be one of the first things that we can do and what we should do. I know this is easier to hear than to activate over our lives. More often than not, this is not our first response to these types of situations, if you think about it. I know this because of walking through the grief firsthand that I've walked through and that my family's walked through this last year with my husband going to heaven. It's clear that in difficult circumstances, the places our minds tend to wander are exactly where the enemy wants us to dwell. In moments overwhelmed by doubts and fears and the weight of uncertainty, vulnerability peaks. However, it's precisely during these times that we become most open to the Spirit's guidance, provided we intentionally create space in our lives for His presence. It's in our brokenness and our vulnerability that we discover a profound openness to the gentle, comforting touch of God's grace and to be enveloped by His love. No one other than you and God knows exactly what you're walking through, but I hope you feel encouraged and make a commitment today to prioritize rest and to trust in God's sovereignty, to remember and seek out His attributes that you can speak over the vulnerable parts of your life. And I pray all of us will take a moment each day to quiet our hearts, to meditate on His word, and to surrender our worries to Him. And as we do, may each of us experience the peace that surpasses all understanding, knowing that He is faithful and He is true. If you found this episode uplifting, I encourage you to share it with friends who may need encouragement themselves in their faith, or for you to even join us in our free Facebook community if you're not yet a part of it. But as you walk in this next week, I pray you remember you are not alone. That God is with you always, guiding you, strengthening you, and loving you every step of the way. May God bless each of you, and may you feel His love deep this week as you do His work for His kingdom in all that you do. Hey there. If you connected with this podcast in any way, I would love for you to leave a written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It is such a blessing to be able to see and hear from you about the different ways God is using this podcast in each of our lives. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can join us in the free Facebook community group, Faith-Led Working Moms, where you will be surrounded by like-minded community that shares in the same desire to live intentionally in our faith, family, and career. You will be showered with encouragement, fun challenges, practical tools, and resources to help you align your life with God's Word and restore your priorities with accountability. It's when we intentionally renew our minds and root ourselves in God's promises that we can actively live in the best that He has for us. And until we meet again, I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. May He smile on you and be gracious to you. May He look your way and give you peace in all you do.